Sadly, it's not just Protestants that don't believe in purgatory, but many Catholics and even some priests. Let me share with you a Holy Spirit encounter that happened to my wife and I this past Sunday. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. So my wife and I like going to this small Catholic church right by my parents' house because the priest there has really beautiful homilies. We arrived about 20 minutes early because we wanted to have some time to pray. The encounter that was about to happen completely threw me off. We walked in and the priest was there speaking with another person. She happened to know me and he asked, how did she know me? And she said that she had been one of my clients and that she was a subscriber to my YouTube channel, which piqued his interest. And then he asked, what's your channel about? And before I could answer, my wife said that it was a Catholic YouTube channel that focused on purgatory. And that led to kind of this monologue that I didn't even really know how to respond to because that's not really why we were there. He began saying that purgatory was nonsense. Then he said, what does it say about God that we're cajoling him? That's not the God that we believe in. Then he kind of loosely said that it's not in the scripture, that it was made in the Middle Ages as fear-mongering, and that it was even invented and promoted at Fatima. He was saying all types of things. While he was saying these things, my heart was breaking. I felt like my heart was being stabbed. I couldn't even really respond, and I knew also that it was not the appropriate time to do so. That's not why we were there. We were there to pray, and it just wasn't really the right place. So we ended the conversation and we went to pray, and I really began reflecting in what I've been doing over the last few days, praying about what happened. Clearly, there was a number of things going on. One of them was it was a type of temptation. Ironically, one of the things that happened is as we went into the Mass and we began looking at the readings that were being read, one of them referred to purgatory. So we knew that it was a Holy Spirit encounter. Now, when the scripture talks about purgatory, it does not use the word purgatory. Purgatory is a word that the church has used to describe what it is and what's happening. Purgation. The scripture uses the word prison. What's a prison? A prison is a temporary place of punishment. It spoke about it in 1 Peter 3, where Jesus went to preach to the spirits in prison. What was that? That's what we mean when he said he descended to the dead to release those that were held there before he came and became incarnate and brought salvation to all of us. Where's the other place that the word prison is used? When he gives this kind of metaphor that he says, I tell you, amen, amen, I tell you, you shall not be released from prison until you have paid the last farthing. Those are two very important scriptural places where we base our belief on purgatory. So it was not invented in the Middle Ages. It certainly was not invented at Fatima. Now, ironically, he brought up Fatima, and one of the Fatima saints, Saint Francisco Marto, constantly loved consoling God for his sadness at the sins of humanity and their unbelief. And that's exactly what I was doing at Mass. And I felt very much the sadness of God towards that priest, that despite the fact that he's a beautiful priest with amazing homilies, he clearly, and I didn't even know this, has some areas of unbelief that he needs to work on. Now, I naively went into this Lent only focusing on praying for the priests in purgatory. There's a lot of work that we have to do for the priest here on earth, and you probably already have had encounters such as this. Now, another point that he brought up that has to be addressed, and perhaps it's certain types of people that just cannot understand how we can have something that seems so cruel as purgatory with a God who is incredibly merciful. How do we combine these two things? It's really quite easy. You cannot have mercy without justice. God is perfect and he requires a lot of us. But because he knows that at times we cannot do this, he forgives us and allows us different ways to, so to speak, bypass these requirements. That's not maybe the best way to phrase it, but it's one way to understand it. What's an example of this mercy? The Divine Mercy Promise. Divine Mercy Sunday, where God allows us to do less. For instance, go to Mass on Divine Mercy Sunday, have gone to confession, and that promise is fulfilled, where he gives us a complete pardon. We're not, technically speaking, meeting the requirements of strict holiness. We're relying on the mercy that comes from God. If God did not have any requirements of justice, he would only be permissive. And the scriptures never say that God is permissive. They say that he's merciful. They say that he's just, but not that he's permissive. What's the takeaway from this whole experience? We cannot bring the world to believe in purgatory without the help of priests, and God wants this to be the case. So, in us praying for priests in purgatory and in asking them to pray for our intentions, one of the main works that we have to ask of them is to pray for the conversion of minds and hearts of all priests and bishops that don't believe in purgatory. When purgatory is preached from the pulpit in every Catholic church, people will understand. And every belief that we believe in has consequences logically for other beliefs. For instance, if you believe in purgatory, you come to understand the requirements of holiness, that life isn't a joke, that we can't just sin and say we're sorry, and that's the end of it. We have to atone and repair for our sins. If not here on earth, we'll have to do so in purgatory. Every belief is fitted together like a beautiful puzzle. If you take one out, the whole thing begins to unravel. Will I continue going to that church? You better believe it, because if I don't go and pray for that priest and witness my faith there, who will? Whenever we encounter someone like that, especially someone that we least expect, we need to immediately forgive them, feel intense sadness for them, and place them in the hands of Our Lady. She who has been given immense power by Jesus can do anything, even convert that heart and mind of that priest.